Today is the anniversary, June 24th, of that horrible collapse in Surfside that killed all those people when the Champlain Towers came down. The family members of those that died were there this morning at 1:22 a.m. for a vigil. It was not open to the media, although the media was outside of the property and talked to some of them. They still don't know exactly, they don't know exactly what happened, and they need to know. They really do. Let's talk about some of these things with the former mayor of Surfside, Charles Burkett. Good morning to you, Charles. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just read an article about you speaking with CBS4, and you said that this really changed you. How so?
Well, listen, I'm a business guy, and I'm quite sort of objective about most things, but this kind of brought me into a realm of emotion, and just it was a different, completely different aspect of what I've sort of experienced in my life, and it did change me. It broadened my perspective, and listen, I felt the pain of those families like nothing before. It was quite shocking. Just a lightning strike out of the blue, and bam, your life is changed and almost finished forever.
Right. Yeah. For those that died, you never know when your time is up. I guess that's part of the thought, I guess, I have about that. I'm sure you've had it too. You never know.
Well, you don't. And that's why I was there last night with the families prior to the vigil, because, that's obviously a very, very personal thing, and
right.
Not necessarily something for politicians to attend. But I was there talking to them, and we were, going back over what happened over the last year. And it's shocking how devastating something like this can be. And it just reminds us all that nothing is guaranteed.
Yeah.
All we've got is right now, and you never know.
Yeah, you don't. You really do. But you better enjoy every moment, because you never know when it's going to be done.
That's my motto right now.
Yeah. Do we really know what happened? I mean, we don't.
And that's a source of real sort of, frustration for me. And frustration is a real understatement. You know, we had the preeminent expert here. Immediately following the collapse, we were blocked from getting him on. We were continuously blocked. The litigants in the court trial were also blocked from seeing the evidence and doing an analysis. Mm. The stated position of most of the quote experts is that the building was old, it wasn't maintained, and that's why it fell down. A lot of people that I trust and have respect for don't necessarily believe that. We wrote off people coming out of that building saying they heard explosions to just the building coming down. But there's a lot that hasn't been looked at, and I don't think will be looked at. And I'm disappointed about that.
Yeah, and those families need some answers. There's no doubt about that. Charles, thank you so much for your time this morning. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My
go ahead.
Pleasure.
Finish up.
No, I was gonna say it's broader than that. I mean, it's all the people that live in condos now that can't buy insurance.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, all the people.
Without doubt,
we really needed to know why that building fell down so that we can. We can't prescribe fixes for issues, new laws, unless we know what went wrong.
Right.
So I think it's all a big shot in the dark right now.
It's a great point. Hey, Charles, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. We do appreciate
sure.
it. Thank you.